The following is a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC. Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
Good morning, Dayton Kane and Rose Gray, both back on the Fox World Travel Show. How are you, Rose?
I am well. I will probably hit a wall about 4 o'clock this afternoon. I'm going to hopefully make it to the through the Badger game, which is kickoff to 2:30 or something like that,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah.
And then I may be done for. I got back from the France, Belgium, and Battlefields trip last night about, put my head on a pillow about 12:30 a.m.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Crazy.
So our good friends at American Airlines had a pretty major delay. It was crew related, okay, as we're learning. So our 2:25 p.m. departure from London Heathrow, which we connected to from Luxembourg, was moved to 7 p.m. So we spent a glorious about 6 hours total,
yeah,
by the time we got to in Heathrow. But if you're going to get stuck in an airport, Heathrow's a good airport to get stuck in.
Is it?
Lots of good restaurants, lots of good pubs, lots of good shopping, lots of good people watching. So it wasn't bad at all. And we also did have some travelers that were with us that had some issues with the French air traffic controller strike because they were not on our flights for various reasons. They had come in early and done some of their own things. And we dealt with that. So that's just a testimonial for if you got a travel agent in your back pocket, you got a friend for life.
Yeah, there's nowadays it seems like there's so many things that can go askew. So to have somebody there to actually do it and not you have to worry about it is nice.
Absolutely.
For sure.
So just a shout out to everybody that came along with us. We had a lot of repeat guests. I do also have to give a shout out to Mary Hart Witowski. It is her birthday today, and we didn't really celebrate too much yesterday because we were in the airport, but today is her special day, and it was thanks to her husband, Greg, that we made our initial contact with Ambassador Tom Barrett's office, and he was kind enough to, after we worked with him for a couple of months, make it a reality for us to meet him at the American Cemetery in Luxembourg on our last day of the trip.
And how did that go?
Unbelievably well. What a kind gentleman. What a nice guy. Can you just imagine 30? So we have about 30 Wisconsinites here that are just happen to be in the country that you are the ambassador to. And we reach out and say, could you possibly fit this into your schedule? And he made it happen. And he was just lovely.
So what did he talk about?
Well, he talked a little bit about how much he missed Milwaukee and that his 50th class reunion from Marquette High School is happening this weekend, I believe, or maybe next weekend. And he really thought about coming back for it, but couldn't make that work. And how they're just enjoying every minute of it. And before anybody actually could ask the question, he addressed the fact that, well, what happens when there is a new administration in the White House? And he said, you've got your bags packed because you know this is basically an appointment situation. And when my time is done, my time is done. But I am going to do everything in my power to represent the United States to the best of my abilities and do the best job I can while I have the opportunity. So just lovely. So thank you to Ambassador Barrett and his assistant, Anthony, who made this all possible for us.
Carpe diem, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Live every day the best you can.
That's the way he was saying it.
That's awesome.
It was absolutely lovely. So
awesome.
Thank you for the travelers. And some of them did promise me they would be awake this morning to listen to the show. So if you feel so inclined, how about 866?
855-616-1620.
Yes. Call in. Feel free. We'd love to talk to you about the trip itself. But
I can't believe they're awake. If you got in at 12:30 last night.
They may be, but this is why you want to tune in, maybe not after you had a whole day of flying yesterday, but some other weeks, because we kind of all sat around at Heathrow yesterday and said, what about we do a Battlefields Germany trip? How about we do a Battlefields Italy trip? We took all those things into consideration. And if that's something you are interested in, reach out to your advisor and say, heard Rose, if there's a Battlefields Germany, I'm in. So
there we go. It's an hour of talking travel. We'd love to hear from you. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. As Rose said, let's do it. The Fox World Travel Show is on WTMJ.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Good morning, 916. 72 already on the way up to a high of 85. Going to be partly cloudy, some rain rolling in maybe this evening, so be ready for that. My name's Dayton Kane. We'd love to hear from you. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. Rose, you ready to answer some questions?
I am ready.
All right, let's go to Eileen in Burlington. Good morning, Eileen. What's your question for Rose?
Good morning, Rose. My husband and I are going to be taking our fourth trip to Europe, and we've never had phone service while we were there. But this time we're going to spend 4 days on our own, and I thought a phone might be a good idea. You've talked about mobile phones.
Yep.
And I've gone to the website and looked at that, and it says you can purchase a phone or you can just buy a SIM card. So if you purchase the phone, is it like a monthly charge or is it a prepaid phone? You know, how does the phone work?
Yes, it's just exactly what you said. It's a prepaid situation. You only pay for what you use. So when you're not using this phone, it's you're not incurring any charges. And the beautiful thing about it is the phone is yours for life. And so the next time you run into this situation that you need a phone internationally, you just pull out your mobile phone and reactivate it, and you have a phone at that point in time. Now, may I ask this? Do you have a cell phone here, and who is your provider?
We do have cell phones. Our provider is Consumer Cellular, and they are unlocked, so we could do the SIM card route.
Yeah, that may be a better choice. We did have people who had SIM cards on the trip I just came off of, and they had a limitation to that usage and knew when it ended, because when I was talking to them yesterday, just before they were going to head out, or 2 days ago before they were going to head out to the airport, they were some of the group that was not traveling with us on the air. I said something about a phone, and they said, our SIM card is no longer active, but the other couple's SIM card was, so they still had some communication in the event they needed to contact me while they were leaving at 2:30 in the morning to go to the airport. So I think in your case, I would try the SIM card first. Let's do that one first, and then I would maybe consider the mobile phone, because more and more people are just using the SIM cards as they need them.
Okay, and then I was told that there are kiosks everywhere where you can buy the SIM cards once you arrive there. Is that what we should do, or should we try and get a SIM card here?
What city are you arriving in?
London.
It's easy enough to buy the SIM cards at the airport. However, if you can purchase it before you leave, that's the route I would go, simply because upon arrival, you have other things to concern yourself with. Going through passport control, going through customs, getting your bags, all of those kinds of things. And now you just add on to that, oh, and by the way, we better figure out how we're going to buy this SIM card. So if you have it in advance, I think it's a better, probably this time around, better option.
Wonderful. Thank you so
well, you're
much
very
for your
welcome.
Information.
You're welcome. Enjoy your trip. Safe All travels.
Right. All right. Let's go over to Suzanne in West Dallas. Good morning, Suzanne. What's your question?
Good morning. Hi, Rose. Welcome back.
Thank you.
We're going on a cruise that ends in Quebec City, and I'm a little mobility impaired. Do you think I can rent a scooter in Quebec City? I'm concerned about the cobblestones. Will I be able to use it getting around?
Right. You absolutely can rent a scoot in Quebec City. That's easy enough to do. What you are asking me is actually a very legitimate question. It is a very rocky kind of cobblestony type situation. There may be some what I would call overlooks and some steep slopes that you may have some problems with navigating, even with the scooter. But If you have a tour guide with you or you have somebody that's doing it, you can always stay back while they go up to the overlook and then you come back. So, I checked it out and there definitely are scooters available for rent once you arrive.
Okay, very good. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. Enjoy that trip.
All right, let's go to this quick text here. It says, we signed up for the Alaska Info meeting in Pewaukee in September. If for some reason we're unable to attend, will it be available virtually? So address that. First of all, what is the show?
Yes.
And then will it be virtual afterwards?
Yes. So we're having our first in-person consumer show on the 28th of September at 6:30 p.m. at the Ingleside in Pewaukee. We are asking people, please RSVP, because we really, really want you to be able to come in person, and we are going to be at a capacity limitation. It's 2 weeks away, or 10 days or whatever, and we're approaching the level of... here's the beautiful thing about a virtual event, right? We can, I think, GoToWebinar maybe allows 999 participants. We've got a fire code that we have to comply with. So if you, I'm not discouraging you from signing up and then not being able to come. That's not what I'm saying. But yes, we will do everything in our power to have some sort of a virtual presence for that show. We were going to film it. We were going to videotape it. Or that's not even right. That's not videotape.
Just record it.
Record it. And I don't know that we're going to be able to do that. And I also don't know that we're going to be able to do a Facebook Live. But we're going to come up with some way that at least pieces and parts of it will be available after the show.
Awesome. You can see that information and get registered at foxworldtravel.com. When we come back, Doc and Janet, hold tight. We'll get to you on the phone line at 855-616-1620. It is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
I like this. 9:24 on a Saturday. Thanks for joining us on the Fox World Travel Show. 72 on the way up to a high of 85 today. Rose Gray back after big travels, and we are taking your calls at 855-616-1620 on the Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text line. Good morning, Doc and Cudahy. How are you this morning?
I'm doing awesome.
I hear you were on a trip.
We had an awesome trip. Yep. Rose, I just wanted to call and thank Rose for the wonderful job she did.
Oh, that's so sweet. Are you very tired this morning?
Not too bad. I mean, my body's saying, 4 p.m. in the afternoon right now.
Yeah.
But doing okay. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. You had the time change on top of it all.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah, 7 hours. Yeah. And I don't know how Rose did it, but every time it would rain, we were either in a building or in the bus. Otherwise, everything else was perfect.
See? Yeah, travel agents controlling the weather. What are we getting
to? It's frightening. So this is not your first time traveling with us, but this was definitely, Doc, a little different of a trip. But if you can just share a little of that.
Yes. Well, it was a full schedule. Every day, there was always a lot to see and a lot to do. You guys planned it very well. I thought that... when issues came up, it was very fluid. Like, say, when there was like a bike race in one of the cities that we were going to visit, and we had to visit the museum early in the morning instead of in the afternoon, things like that. So, having John and you, it worked out really well.
Well, thank you. And I think you can also give us just a little tiny testimonial about how gracious and wonderful our former mayor and the now ambassador to Luxembourg. You were the one that made the initial contact with his office, and then we kind of took it from there. But wasn't he just spectacular?
Oh, my gosh. He did awesome. I mean, he engaged the crowd. He's a Wisconsin guy. I mean, a Midwest person. He talked a little bit about the history of where he's living, but he also added some humor in there. I mean, I thought it was awesome. And it was just perfect. Yeah.
It was great.
I'm surprised it even happened.
We are too. I mean, when we first talked about this, Greg, you and I thought, this is probably a pipe dream. This is probably not going to happen. So for a man of the prestige that he has to take some time in the middle of his day on a Friday, just to... come and see us was pretty special. And actually, there were some people on the perimeter of our group. We saw his Secret Service detail kind of perk up a little bit as these people were kind of around our fringe. But one of them turned out to be a vet, and he was more than happy to speak to him and take a picture as well.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
It turned out really well. He did. He engaged the crowd perfectly. It was really nice.
It was nice. It was a super ending to what was a really great trip, I think.
Absolutely. Yep. And you handle the issues with the airline, even for the other customers that didn't book the airline through you.
Yeah.
I mean, oh my gosh, they're very lucky. Yeah.
Well,
you did well.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And happy birthday to your wife.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for calling, Doc.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go over to Janet in Greenfield. Good morning, Janet. What's your question?
Hi. My question is about we're going next spring for two weeks to Hawaii. And my question is, if we had a little bit of trouble getting airline tickets, it just seemed like they didn't really want to work with us. They wanted to work with more immediate trips and stuff like that. But I was wondering, and other people have told me, like, to wait a while before I buy them, that I'd get a better price. And I'm just wondering, how far ahead would you recommend getting airline tickets to Hawaii? And the prices I'm getting for round trip are between $1,500 to $1,800 per person. And I wondered how you felt about that.
Yeah. So are your dates at all flexible, or are you working around somebody's spring break schedule or somebody's work schedule?
Well, actually, I don't know if I can say this. It's through Colette Travel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So what you're telling me is you've got the tour booked and now you're trying to add the air. Here's the thing about that. You don't have a great deal of flexibility. So when that is the case, I would watch it for a little bit longer. But the thing is, I don't know that these airfares are going to be dropping, especially if you're traveling during peak season, which sounds to me like this is that I would just keep watching it for a while. Are you checking departures out of both Milwaukee and Chicago, or do you only want to fly out of Milwaukee, or what are you looking at?
Well, they have a nice service. They'll actually pick you up from your home, but it's got to be an airport 50 miles or less. So I'm kind of that way leaning toward Milwaukee.
Okay, got it. Yeah, I guess I would keep watching it. Normally, I would say something like that should be in the 900 to 1300 range. So 15 to 18 sounds a little high to me. But if you wait too long, I don't know that those fares are actually going to drop, because you must remember those are based on what we call yield management. And if the flights are filling up, the airline isn't going to drop the price. Quite the opposite. They're going to increase the rate. So I would just keep watching it. But, and again, you can also always give one of our offices a call Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, 866 Go Fox Go, and just have somebody run a quick check for you. It doesn't take a long time for us to do that, like it may to the general consumer who's just having to look after site after site after site.
Because it does look like Hawaii is quite in demand. Everything is selling out fast when you do end up booking a week. Actually, they're actually going into 2024 now to even get something. It's crazy how hot it is.
It is. And it's pent up demand. And it's because they were the last state that buttoned down COVID as tightly as they did. And now people are seeing that that's opened back up. So, again, feel free to give our office a call. Or, once my old cliche is book it now and don't look back.
All right, Janet, thank you for the phone call. We do need to jump over to the WTMJ Breaking News Center with Wyatt Barmore-Pooley. Good morning.
Plan a perfect vacation, no matter your budget. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
See, now I want a beer in my hand.
Well, I think you had one last night,
Yeah. It is Oktoberfest season. I love it.
Right.
All right. It is the Fox World Travel Show. My name's Dayton Kane. Rose Gray back in studio with us. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. Bob's been patient, waited through the break. What's your question, Bob?
Hi, Rose. My question is, we're making use of Delta tickets from 3 years ago that we had booked overseas flights, but we had to use them now, so we booked a Disney trip. Delta took away our hour and a half transfer time from one plane to another in Atlanta as well as in Minneapolis. What's the reasonable amount of time they gave us, a half hour now instead of hour and a half, to get off a plane and board another plane? We're both in our mid-70s. Not fast walkers. Is this a process that's doomed to fail no matter what, with a half hour getting off of a plane?
Well, first of all, you should know that there actually is something called an MCT, which stands for minimum connect time. And it's the airports that control minimum connect times, and they must publish them, and the airlines must adhere to them. So they cannot give you a schedule change, or you do not have to accept a schedule change if it doesn't comply with the minimum connection time. Now, each airport has a different minimum connect time, and they also change seasonally. So what your recourse is to call Delta and ask them, is this a legal minimum connection time? And I don't feel comfortable with it, even if you tell me it is. What are my options? Because in it, have you...
I just don't want to get stuck in an airport, yeah.
Exactly.
For an unreasonable amount of time to connect with another flight someplace. And we don't know what gate we're going to be on and what gate we're going to have to go to.
Right. And you'll never know that because they assign those less than 12 hours before the flight time, the flights. Okay. So
we're
this is what...
A month and a half before leaving.
Yep. So they have to give you a schedule change that complies with airport minimum connection time. My first call to them would be, is this a legal connection? Because they can look that up instantly. You could probably look it up too, but make them do it. Look up if this is a legal connection and just say, we are this age. We do not feel comfortable with that. What are my alternatives? And they have to give you some alternatives.
Is a wheelchair assist off the plane if my wife is not... with a double knee replacement, not moving fast enough, is that any guarantee to make the connecting flight?
There's never a guarantee, but it would certainly help the process. And if she's willing to do that, and you decide that you're going to try it, and the Air Delta says that that's a legal minimum connect, I would absolutely ask for that that wheelchair.
Oh, okay.
Yep. For sure.
Sounds great.
Good
Thank
luck.
You.
All right.
Thanks, Bob. Thanks for listening. 855-616-1620. Dennis and Stacy on the line from Mequon. Good morning. What's your question?
Good morning. We just wanted to say hello to Rose and just tell her how much of a fantastic trip we had.
Oh, and you guys are up. Hi, guys.
I'm unpacking.
This was a pretty special.
Really great. Yeah. And we just... really props to you and Insight Vacation and John Bramage. And, you know, we've been with you before, you know, and we've been with Insight and other tour companies too. And what we really appreciated about this, several things. First of all, the customized itinerary and also really the restaurant choices for the included meals. We've been with some tour companies who do a lot of hotel meals, and we got a lot of local experiences, local food. And just we appreciated the need to pivot when we needed to with, you know, we had a nice little drive in the countryside because we had a detour on the bus, had to get off the bus. It was kind of fun. So, you know, just really unique experiences. And this was just a great trip.
Yeah, like the local food was the sausage on French bread in the church parking lot. Yeah,
those are the kinds of things that you can't plan for. But when they happen, they just put a little cherry on the top.
Yes, it was great. And I think John added some things in, like, I don't think we were supposed to spend that much time or even go to Luxembourg, old Luxembourg. We got to do that. So it was just really great. And it really gave me an appreciation, more of an appreciation for World War II. Always been interested in, but it was very, very educational that way as well.
I think we also should give
John telling the stories of World War II, but then going to the cemeteries. And seeing the names and touching the graves, that was very moving. Very moving, very challenging.
But we should also say kudos to John because we had 8 people, and John, one of your traveling companions, was among them, who is of Polish descent. And so we made a special stop at a Polish cemetery that wasn't on the itinerary either.
Right. Yeah, that was fantastic.
It was. So good. So stay tuned. Keep listening, because if we come up with World War II, Germany or Italy, I know you guys will be in.
We for sure.
We will see you in Antarctica.
All right.
Oh, nice.
Thanks for getting up and thanks for calling
you.
In, you guys. We appreciate you.
855-616-1620. Rose, tell people how they get involved with these trips if they want to get these fantastic experiences.
Yeah, so the best thing really to do is A, listen to the show every Saturday morning because that's when we make these announcements. But B, check out our website. FoxWorldTravel.com, go under the vacation tab. That's where the new groups are going to be listed. So when we start putting together 24, because we've got 23 up there already, we may add some more, but Ireland, Scandinavia and the Fjords, European treasures, the elegance of Italy, captivating Spain and Provence. If any of that sounds tempting to you, just reach out and get more information about it. We've got a great website that really does give you a day-by-day itinerary. It tells you the hotels we're going to be staying in and that kind of thing. But if you want to talk more about it, get in depth, talk to one of our advisors. They're our biggest promoters. We love them.
There you go. The Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text Line, 855-616-1620. When we come back, we'll talk to Anita in Franklin, and we'll get to some more texts. It's the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Got a getaway? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Flying through the hour, Dayton Kane here with Rose Gray. We're going to see a high of 85 today. Going to be a warm one. 855-616-1620, the Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text Line. Let's go to Anita in Franklin. Good morning.
Hi, Anita.
Good morning. Hi, Rose.
Good morning.
We made it fine. We had a great connection flight, and everything went perfect on our way home.
Phew, because you were one of the people that got canceled by Air France.
Right. So we booked separately because we went 6 days ahead of time. And thanks to our travel agent, Diane, she helped us set up and guide us through an ambitious schedule that we did five and a half, 6 days in Paris on our own prior to the tour. So we weren't big users of travel agents in the past. We used to do that on our own, but like I said, it was ambitious, and Diane was, I mean, everything she guided us through a hotel and our sites and how to do things was spot on. It went perfectly. I just wanted to call it, echo everything Stacy said. We had a great group. That doesn't always happen on these kind of tours, but we've had great experiences with it. I was calling to say everything Stacy had said, but also not to you and John. You know, John was very flexible. It was my husband's idea with his request with the Polish cemetery. It just made it so memorable. You guys did an awesome job.
That is so sweet. And I just wanted to say shout out to Rick and Anita, because they were the ones that sort of approached John and just said, you know, you have people. Now it turns out what I think, Anita, we had 8 people that had Polish heritage, yeah, and said, is there any possible way we could see a Polish cemetery? And John made that happen. And didn't that make the trip, yeah, even more special? Oh, my gosh.
Oh, totally. We were thinking we would just grab a taxi and do that on our own. And he just took the whole group. And, I mean, he's the with him as a travel guide as well, and his, like Stacy said, the stories, but also the local people were so good. It just made me, like, we went through some things on our own prior to the tour, but just hearing it from the travel agent, from the local people, just made it so much nicer.
Oh, well, thanks to you and Rick and everybody for joining us. It was fantastic. And stay tuned, because maybe there'll be something else coming down the road that you'll feel so inclined to join us again. And it would be my delight to have you and Rick along.
Oh, it was awesome. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Anita.
All right. Thanks, Jolene, or Anita. Jolene's coming up next when we get back from the break. It is the Fox World Travel Show. You just heard it right there from Anita. They didn't use travel agents much in the past, and now that they've done it, it's like, what a difference it makes to do that. So foxworldtravel.com is the website. Check it out. Make sure you're involved. One segment left next on WTMJ.
Before you pack your suitcase, hear from the experts. Here's more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Dayton here with Rose. Thanks for joining us this morning. Let's go to Jolene right away in Menominee Falls. Good morning, Jolene. What's your question?
Good morning. Well, I have a question about global entry. We're senior citizens. Next month, we are going to be going to Europe for 3 weeks. And I have been trying for months to secure a mandatory interview appointment for my husband's global entry. It was approved. I've tried the online interviews schedule. I've tried the in-person interview schedules. They're all blocked out in the Midwest. I just do not know what our next step is. And I have another question beyond that, if I could.
So, it's been a nightmare. Have you tried calling them?
Months ago I tried calling someone in Milwaukee. And, of course, this was maybe a little bit when COVID was more rampant. So I haven't called recently. I'm not sure what number I would call.
Okay, so I have this.
Even wondered.
Yep, I have this number. I would first try this, 877-227-5511.
5511.
Right.
All right.
You may be on hold for a while there, but what we're seeing now is the government realizes that they've really, really got some issues when it comes to the processing time. We're seeing processing times up to 9 months right now. So what they're trying to do is figure out a way to, because you've paid your $100 and now 9 months go by before you can get your global entry. And you feel like you'd like to say, now extend my global entry another 9 months, because that's how long it took. The other thing is,
right,
I did see yesterday at Chicago O'Hare, two people who had applied and were approved go over and get interviewed at O'Hare yesterday.
Now, can you do that? Could we go down, or do we have to be arriving on an international flight?
You have to be arriving. You have to be arriving on an international flight. There's no real way to get down there. So although this isn't going to help for this upcoming trip, it is my belief that if nothing else happens between now and when you travel, it's my belief that once they scan your passport, it pops up that says you have an approved application on file, and they will send you over to a customs officer and have you do it on the spot.
Okay, so but as we're coming back,
correct?
Is that right? Or
yes.
Do you think when
I don't believe, so when you depart, it'll happen.
Okay, so the other issue we have is, when I submitted my husband's application, I also submitted mine. His was approved very quickly. I am still waiting. It is almost 8 months, and it just says pending approval or something like that. So that's the other dilemma we have.
Right.
But he has some health problems, and I thought if we could just move him through the entry process more quickly, at least then he could go sit down until I go through the line slowly.
Yeah, precisely. That is exactly what I would do. But when you make that phone call, if you can stay on the line and be patient and wait for them to actually answer,
I would
point that out to them, that he's been approved and you have not. But this, if you can't even get an approval before you go, at least what will happen upon arrival, he will be able to go through it with you, and then he at least will get approved. So I would just make that phone call and see if you can get any action on it and plead your case with them.
Okay, I did make an appointment with TSA. We also have some domestic travel. I know that that's included under the global entry, but we're so desperate. Do you think we should go ahead with that? That appointment is coming up this week. Do you think we should at least go ahead and do that?
I would go to that appointment, and maybe they could assist you with the global entry situation.
All right. Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much for your help.
Good luck.
Good luck, Julian. Yeah. So the funny part is, this global entry is supposed to be for better convenience as you're traveling, and it is so inconvenient to everybody.
And I didn't want to be the one that said, I love it. I mean, I was lucky enough to have my processing time be pretty standard when I did it. And it, you just zoom through the lines. You absolutely do. So once again, yesterday, or actually last night at 8:30 at night, I'm flying through O'Hare.
Now you're just bragging.
I am bragging. But I'm on the other side, finding out where the bags are and helping to help people pull them off.
All right. We have a minute left. What do we have to tell everybody?
We just want to remind everybody that if you seriously are considering the Alaska show in Pewaukee on the 28th of September at 6:30 p.m., please go to the website and sign up. I don't want to be sitting at the registration table that night and have to be the one to tell you that we can't even let you come in because we are full. So please make that reservation. Colleen and I are beyond giddy. We're so excited to see everybody in person. I can't even tell you. And we're going to be talking all things Alaska. It's going to be a destination show with some featured groups. So if you just want to learn about Alaska, this is an opportunity for you.
All right. FoxWorldTravel.com, 866-GO-FOX-GO. Get in touch with them throughout the week and get your trips planned. We're traveling again.
We're traveling again, and you can't keep a good man down.
But you're done. You're here next week, right?
I am going to be here forever and always, at least till the end of the year.
Prediction on the Packer game tomorrow.
I believe they're going to beat the Bears, but it's going to be a very tight, sad, scary field goal that wins it for the Packers.
Oh, field goal that close. Yep. All right, we'll find out. We'll see you next week. Coming up next, Danny Clayton, the crew from Annex Wealth Management with Money Talk on WTMJ.
The proceeding was a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.